Welcome to Motherhood in ADHD. I'm your friend, Patricia Sen. My mission is to be a lighthouse for mothers with ADHD, helping you find your path to success by learning to appreciate your ADHD as an asset. I'm seeking to change the paradigm that ADHD means your life is doomed to be a hot mess. So I'm sharing strategies and encouraging you in your pursuit of happiness to love who you are every day of your ADHD life. Hey there, successful mama. It's your friend, Patricia. So I'm supposed to be on a podcast break, but well, you have ADHD, you know, I couldn't help but share this resource to help you out. I don't know about you, but my house currently looks like Christmas threw up, sent a hurricane through, then a tornado. Everywhere you look, there are toys and boxes and gift wrap and piles of half-eaten Christmas snacks, and it's a hot mess. So whenever things get overwhelming, I often freeze because I don't even know where to start. Well, I went back, calmed down, took a step back, and thought about what can I do a little bit each day in order to get the Christmas crazy cleaned up. So I put together 14 steps, so baby steps for 2 weeks to do one thing. Most of them can be done in 5-10 minutes. Maybe if you're like a super Christmas decorator, you'll need extra time to take down some decorations. But overall, these are things that you can do quickly, maybe while the kids are playing or watching a show or just after bedtime. Quick, easy steps to get the Christmas crazy cleaned up. I'm going to run through all of them for you, but you can go to the link in the show notes and download the checklist yourself. And I'm also posting 30-second videos on YouTube and my Instagram page, so you can follow along there as well. When you sign up for the email, I'll send you the link every day so you can go in and watch the 30-second video and knock out that task super quick. So let's jump in. Your first step is rest. I know it sounds counterintuitive, but you've been going like a crazy person for the entire month of December, so it's time to take a step back. You've got to schedule in some time to take care of yourself. Rest is not a luxury, it's a necessity, like food and water. You can't go all the time and expect for your body and your mind and any of you to move forward running on empty. So figure out when you can take some time to step back, whether you have some time for yourself or you just take a day where the kids fend for themselves mostly and you just do the minimum. You've got to find some time to rest. I'm telling you this like super bossy because it is not an option. Hear me now. You must rest. So figure out when that can happen today, tomorrow, this weekend, make it happen. Day two is trash. Grab a trash bag, walk around, pick up all the little scraps of wrapping paper, unbox the last presents that are lingering, get all those packages and trash and the twist ties and the half-eaten snacks, just get them out of the house. Day three. This is lingering task day. What do you have sitting around that's just kind of weighing on you? Like, oh, I forgot to give my friend that gift, or I forgot to mail the Christmas cards, or whatever thing just hasn't gotten finished yet. Write all those down, make a plan of when they can get done. If you can knock them out today, just knock them out today. Or you could just say, hey, Christmas cards aren't happening. New Year's cards aren't happening. Maybe I'll send Valentine's Day cards. I don't know, but we can just let that go. That is totally okay. Day four is wrapping supplies. Find all the abandoned gift bags and the wrapping paper and the scissors and the tape and all that stuff that's laying out and put it in its home. If you need more of those supplies, put them on your grocery list right now. Pick them up on clearance. Do that while you're running your errands this week. But get all that stuff and put it into the closet, in the drawer, wherever it belongs, put it away. Day five is clothing gifts. Try on any gifts that you got that are for your body. Make sure you like them. If you don't, it's okay. Put them in the return and exchange pile. We're gonna deal with that later. If you're happy with it, then cut the tags off, put it in the laundry or hang it up or fold it or whatever it needs to do to go in its home. And this is the same for all of your kids' clothing gifts as well. Finish that task up so that those things are ready to be worn. Day six is putting all the gifts away. especially the toys. There are toys like all over my floor. It's like toy confetti in my house right now. So send your kids around with a laundry basket or a box and have them collect up all their stuff and put it where it's going to go. This is the time to decide, like, is this toy going to live in the playroom? Is it going to live in their bedroom? Is it going to live in the living room? Is it an outside toy and it needs to go to the patio or the garage? Find a home for it. And anyone who's old enough can take those things themselves. Like, and I'm talking like if your kid's over two, your two-year-old can go put stuff in a basket. Actually, your kid can do that at like 18 months. You can start training them on how to put toys away. So this is totally doable even with little kids. And then of course, if you have a baby, that's on you, man. But hey, they do grow up eventually, I promise. The second part of this is that I hide toys from my kids. It is not as evil as it sounds. Toy rotation is such a blessing for your family. Take some of the toys that they aren't playing with right now and you put them in the closet. I have a plastic container that's not see-through and we put a bunch of toys in there. And then in 3 months, we'll pull out some of those toys and replace it with toys that they're not playing with right now. So grab some of those presents that they don't need at this very moment, put them in the closet, or grab some of the old toys that they're not playing with and put them into the closet. And they can enjoy their new toys now. And then in a few months, you can swap them out. And it's like they're constantly getting new toys because they haven't played with that thing in 3 months. And it makes your life easier in cleaning and theirs for picking up their toys. Totally awesome. Highly recommend. Moving along. Day 7 is dealing with your returns and exchanges. So if you're going out to stores, go to the store, return it, exchange it. If you're not, go online, print the shipping label, box it up, go to the post office, get rid of all those things out of the house that you're not keeping or need to swap out. Day 8 is cleaning out the old toys. Now, if you're up for it, you can do a full-blown clean out. I did most of their toys 2 weeks before Christmas, but I haven't gone through one of my kids' rooms yet. And so we'll be doing that on day 8. But if you're not up for like a full-blown clean out of toys that they're not using anymore, then go ahead and choose an arbitrary number. I'm going to pick 5 or 10 or 15 things that they don't play with anymore and put them in the donation bag or put them in the toy rotation closet that I just mentioned. Do it till you fill up a whole box, whatever it is. Get those toys out of the way and either onto a kid who will actually play with them or into the closet to be used again in a few months. This is a great time to grab up all those little freebie gifts they get with like Happy Meal toys or Chick-fil-A toys, like all those little things that like are junky and are not meant to be played with forever. Like this is a great time to get rid of all those little doodads. Day 9, clean out all of the old food. Look at each shelf in your fridge. You don't have to pull every single thing out, but just look through and be like, okay, where's the Christmas leftovers that are now growing some funk? Get rid of that. Anything that's still good, like that's dinner tonight, we're knocking this out, clean out all these leftovers. Same thing with your counters and your pantry, all those like holiday snacks that are gonna be stale soon. Either toss them if they're bad, put them in one spot if they're still edible, that way they can be consumed ASAP. Day 10 is to pull out all the storage boxes. So however you put away all of your Christmas stuff, the decorations and the tree and all that, pull all those boxes out and put them in one location so that they are in a designated place where all of the Christmas decorations are going to head. Then set a timer for like 10 or 15 minutes and just walk around and pick up all the decorations that you can in that set amount of time and put them in the pile near the boxes. We're not packing them up today. We're just gathering everything in one spot so that we can pack up efficiently when we're ready. Day 11 is undressing the tree. This is the day to pull all the decorations off the tree, put them in the ornament box. If you have a fake tree, box it, bag it so it's ready to go into the attic or closet because we're gonna do that later. Or if you have a real tree, if you can, just take it right out to the curb today so that it is totally ready to go when trash day comes if you can't put it out earlier than that. Day 12 is to remove all your outdoor decorations. So wreaths and lights, whatever you've got outside. Put all of the hangers and the twist ties in a labeled Ziploc baggie so you know what it's for next year and add it to that pile of decorations that we have already created. Now, day 13 is when we're gonna actually box up all those things. So do one final sweep of your house, make sure everything is collected in the decoration location, and then we're gonna put everything in the boxes at one time. This will allow you to be efficient with your time because you're doing it all the same task at once. It can be packed in less boxes because you're organizing it as you go with all the stuff, putting the big things in first and the little things in last. It'll make your storage capacity much more efficient. This one, we're gonna power through until we get everything into the boxes, lids on, and ready to be put away. so that on day 14, your very last one is to put everything into the attic or the closet or however you're going to store it and get it all away. So, Mama, congratulations. In 2 weeks, you have cleaned up the Christmas crazy. All the decorations are away. And you have started off the year with a powerful pattern of finishing through a task, which does wonders for our mindset. Look at us go. Okay, so high five. You're done. You've cleaned it all up. So head over to my website, patriciasung.com/holiday hangover. Download the checklist. You can do it on your own, or you can follow along with the emails every day and do one little baby step at a time so that you can get your goal done. Make sure that you hit subscribe on the podcast so that you get all the episodes downloaded to your phone as they arrive. And I hope you had a wonderful holiday, Hanukkah, Christmas, Kwanzaa, whatever you are celebrating and enjoying with your family. Happy New Year, and I will talk to you soon, successful mama. Thank you for listening to Motherhood in ADHD. For more resources, head over to our website, www.motherhoodinadhd.com.